Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, I have on my heart to start a new series this evening. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
We've been talking for weeks and weeks about reaching your physical goals. And if you weren't with us, boy, you missed some good teaching. Well, the Word is good. Amen. No matter who teaches it, if you see the truth, it sets you free. But if you're interested in that, tapes are available. But in the last few weeks, I had told you I was praying about, you know, what to do next and which direction we should go. And on this Sunday, you know, we began a new series this past Sunday on prayer. And that the Lord had dealt with me, you know, he told us he's growing us up quickly. Remember that? He's growing us up quickly. And he dealt with me about two major areas necessary for the next steps and phases in our development. And one was spiritual, and one was on the natural side. And so we began the spiritual one on Sunday with prayer. And we're going to be talking about prayer, and believe with me, for utterance. Okay? You know, one of the best favors you ever did yourself was pray for your preachers. Because what comes out of them affects you, right? I mean, do yourself a favor and pray for Brother Keith and Miss Phyllis. So utterance will come out the way it should, to the degree it should. So we're going to camp on prayer. Believe with me for revelation. Because this is not just an idea that I had. This is a big key to the next step of our development. The Lord dealt with me that this was vital to the next part of our growth and our development, is that we develop in prayer, both personally and particularly as a church. There are certain things in prayer that should be done and ought to be done on a continuing basis. And so I'm believing not only for revelation, I'm believing for direction for the church, how we should pray. We're doing some praying, but I believe we're to do more, and we're to do more in specified directions. And the Lord will help us. But then also on the natural side, this is spiritual too, but prayer is more in the spirit, and this is more in the natural. The other side of it, and I'll just give you the title and we'll begin, is we're going to call it Prosperity Proven. Prosperity Proven. Prosperity is a big part of our growth. Amen. Material prosperity. And I know some people don't like it. They think we already said too much about prosperity. Of course, none of y'all. And we've already been accused of being that rich church. And we said, say it again. Right? Say it again. But God is not opposed to his people being prosperous. He's opposed to his people being covetous, and selfish, and greedy. And one is not, you know, connected to the other per se. One has little, you know, people think it has a lot to do, but one has really little to do with the other. We're going to get into that and talk about the difference in it. What the Bible say, you know, you hear people misquoted all the time, and that people saying that money is the root of all evil. You ever heard people misquote that and say that way? Is that what the Bible said?
No, sir.
Absolutely is not what the Bible said. What did the Bible say?
The love of money.
The love of money. And we're going to talk about some of those things. But you know, the next steps of what God has for us to do is going to take faith. It's going to take direction from God. It's going to take anointing. Amen. It's going to take revelation. And what else is it going to take? Money. Right? It's going to take money. Right? Everything we've done so far has taken money. Right? What if we hadn't had money to get our building? What if we hadn't had money to take different steps? You know, well, any business in here that's represented. How many business owners do I have in here? Raise your hand. You own a business. All right, just lift your hand. Keep your hand up. What if all the money was cut off to your business tomorrow and no more money came in? What would happen? No more money came. You can put your hands down. No more money came into your business. What would happen? There wouldn't be a business. Right? People say, well, money's not that big of a deal. Oh, really? Really? But you're telling me if the money stops coming in, the business ceases to exist. Right? Well, what if all the money for this church was cut off tomorrow? What if not another dollar came into this place? Could we continue to turn the lights on? Run the air conditioners and do everything that we do? I mean, no. Well, what about to advance? What has to happen? All the money that's coming in must continue to come in. But then a lot more has to come in, right? For us to make advancements. And for your personal life, the money that's coming in has to keep coming in. But for you to come up, more has to come in. Right? More has to come in. Can God do more? Oh, yeah. Do we serve a God of more?
More.
More, and a too much.
Yes.
God is who we serve.
Amen.
Well, how does faith come?
By hearing.
Do you get faith for more prosperity by just only talking about salvation?
Nope.
No. Or water baptism?
Nope.
Or even healing?
Nope.
When you preach and teach on healing verses and scriptures, what do you get?
Healing.
Faith to be healed. And we've done that. We spent a large amount of time just recently on that subject, and we ought to. But our faith for prosperity must be fed and must be boosted. Amen. And increased. So we're going to begin to camp on this. Is this okay with you? How many think this is a good direction? We're going to camp on this until we get so much faith for prosperity that you better not get around us unless you want money coming to you, because we'll just... You'll get blessed by osmosis just hanging around us. Glory to God. Turn with me, please, to two places in the scripture, and let's get into it this evening. The third epistle of John, 3 John, and then 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. You were just there close by. 2 Corinthians 9, after we look at 3 John. Just one chapter, of course, in 3 John. We're going to pray. We're going to believe the Lord. You know, in our ministry personally, we've taken more flack over this subject than any other subject. We've been persecuted more for preaching these things, I guess, than any other subject. We've been persecuted some for preaching healing, but even more for preaching prosperity. It just aggravates some people. It does. I had a fellow meet me out in the parking lot one time. This was years ago. I thought he's going to try to beat me up. I said, try. He looked like he's thinking about taking a swing. And you know why he was so mad? Because I used the word rich. I kept saying rich. God wants you rich. God will make you rich. What made him so mad? He came out there and wanted to jump on me. Well, he changed his mind and didn't jump on me. But why would people get so mad about a Bible word? Do you remember R-I-C-H, rich, is in the Bible?
Yes.
It's in the Bible, right? Among other things, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. You know how that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made
rich.
Is that Bible?
Yes.
Well, why would people get so mad about that? Get so upset. I tell you who gets mad about it. The devil. Because he wants all the money. He wants Christians to be broke. He wants all the money because he wants all the control. In this earth, in this world, money is power. It is. In this earth, in this world system, money is control. Money is influence, and the devil wants all the influence. And he wants the church to be so broke that they can't send any missionaries, they can't preach the gospel on TV or radio, they can't print books, they can't open their doors, they can't have any buildings. The devil would prefer that all of us were out meeting on the street tonight with no place to be. Right? He'd rather you didn't have a house. He wants you so broke that nobody pays attention to you, that you don't have a voice. You can't carry the gospel out of town because you can't buy a tank of gas. That would be his perfect will. But tough. I said tough. We have already missed his perfect will. And we're just going to get further and further away from his perfect will and get fully in the perfect will of God. Now, we're calling this prosperity proven. And one reason we are is because we're going to immerse ourselves in the scriptures, seeing that prosperity is the will of God. That it's not Brother Keith's idea. It's not your idea. It's not a faith life church doctrine. It's Bible. I said it's Bible. Always has been Bible. Always will be Bible. Bible. Amen. I'm going to give you verse after 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 verse. Then I'm going to let you breathe for a minute, and then I'm going to give you another verse and more scripture and more scripture. Amen. Until you just have to be foolish to think that it's not the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Prosperity?, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R305. That's R305, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30, and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.